Okay, let's try again.
Okay, sorry. So we have to start from the beginning
Okay,
again.
let's go.
Okay, so who is Andre Norbeck?
Yes, Andre Norbeck, that's me. I am a 21-year-old producer, mixer, master engineer, rapper from Norway. Currently, I am a hip-hop R&B artist,
Okay.
working with a lot of crazy artists and a
Wow.
lot of crazy producers. Currently sitting on 4 million streams and 150 songs out.
Wow.
Yeah, just been touring, doing artist stuff for the past 6 years, and it finally pays off.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I'd like to ask you, where do you see your music in the next 3 years?
Oh, geez. Well, in the next couple of years, I'm hoping to be on the next level,
Wow.
being on tour, being with the fans a lot, because the fans are what brought me to the point that I am today, and I hope in the future that I'll have more of them. So for sure, I'll have a bunch more fans. I'll do a lot more touring once the whole pandemic eases up. And of course I'll be releasing a lot of music, so I'm hoping to be working as hard as I am right now, if not even harder.
Okay. So, your music, bro, does it connect to you on an emotional level, or you just write whatever comes to your head?
Right, that's a really good question. So my music started off being kind of like my therapy, where all the music that I wrote was strictly related to what I was feeling at that certain time period, where
Okay.
if I was really sad, if I was really angry, that's how I would like use my music as a therapist to like vent where my problems were and trying to like figure out how to deal with my emotional distress. Later
Okay.
on, I figured out that you could use music as kind of like an international language, where it's just the feelings and the vibes. It don't necessarily have to be all about having the lyrics match up with perfect rhymes or having the lyrics like be on an emotional level at all times, because sometimes all people want to do is just have fun, vibe out, and be in a good mood. So you kind of also have to adapt to writing songs that people can listen to on a more casual level instead of being all about having the emotional attachment. But for sure, every lyric that I've ever written has always like came from my heart and where I was at that moment. So using lyrics and songs and music in general just to promote the how I'm feeling inside has always been like my main priority at all times. So whenever you listen to my music or anything that I've ever worked on,
Yes, bro.
how I'm correlating my language and how I'm using like the context of my voice or whatever is going on in my lyrics are always the way that I'm feeling at that certain time, if that makes sense.
Does it make sense, bro?
Yes.
So, if I'm asked to, okay, if you're asked to mention like a few artists you are looking forward to working with,
One more time.
like if an artist or probably some artists that you are looking forward to making music with.
Yes.
Okay.
There are a few. I could like mention some off the top of my head if you want.
You can, bro.
Yes. So currently I am working with an incredible artist called Pearly. We have a couple songs in the working. I have a song that I'm working on right now with a producer called Scott Storch, which is one of like the highest hip hop producers in the world. He's been working with Dr. Dre, Eminem. So it's kind of
Wow.
like a big step for me. But in the future, for sure, I'm hoping to work with Drake at some level, with Lowry and Russ, for sure, Russ.
Lowry, I love that guy too.
Yes,
So,
he's
okay,
amazing.
I'm telling you. So, I wanted to ask you probably if you could just do a little freestyle for us. But before then, okay, so this the music you're into right now, like, has it affected your life positively or negatively, bro?
Oh, that's a deep question. Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, I mean, everything that I've put out since it has been such an emotional ride with the lyrics, with the beats and everything has been so attached to me as a person and my personality. It's always been really tough to make music because I have to like look at everything that's happening in my life from a new perspective, being like, oh, I'm really sad. I make a sad, really, really sad track. And I'm like, yo,
Yeah.
I have to like see it from a different perspective, being like, okay, this is actually how I'm feeling, and how can I work on it, and how can I use this as an advantage for how I can be a better person. But at the same time, it's also me as an artist, seeing people react the way they do when they send me a message being like, hey, this song has helped me through this. This song has helped me through a heartbreak. This song saved my life when I was suicidal. This song has been helping me through depression and everything. And at the same time, having the same people be like, this song that you just put out, that was so positive and so hyped up. It was so good to have something that could cheer me on in my everyday life. And having people react to your music has definitely been one of the most positive acts of my life, and has definitely made me skip out of some parts of my depression where I could just look back on the legacy that I'm making, seeing people react and be so positive on the music that I'm making. It kind of
Yeah.
gives you that confidence boost, and it makes you happy seeing people love whatever you're putting your entire life into, if that makes sense.
Makes sense,
Oh,
bro.
thanks.
So, yeah. So, what's your social media handle? Where can we find Andre Norbeck?
Oh, yes. My social handles are always as close to my name as you can get it. It's Andre Norbeck, straight up,
Okay.
AndreNorbeck. For those who can usually misspell my name, on Twitter, is the only different social media handles where it's Andre with two E's instead of one. But on Spotify, on Apple Music, on everything, wherever you're listening to music, on YouTube, everywhere, my name has always been Andre Norbeck,
It's been a
real.
pleasure,
Oh,
bro.
bro,
It's
it's been
been
a
a
pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, bro. So, would you quickly just give us a little freestyle
Oh,
before
bro,
you
of
go?
course. I mean, since you ask. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I could give some on the situation that I'm in right now, since right now I'm kind of like I'm in a confident bubble. So okay. Can I be
Let's
explicit?
go.
Can I be explicit?
You
Ah, thank you. Okay, let's
can.
go. Okay. I need to just start it off. Wait. Okay. Look, I don't give a fuck unless a bag in my direction. I proclaim greatness and confidence in selection. If I'm failing my inspections, yet I'm murdering you verbally, and you've heard of me. The new rap god has said emergency. Look, I don't give a fuck because the game is on a tightrope. I'm thinking that these labels really gonna follow high hopes, but I soak in the game's gems they design me. So now they put GOAT right beside me, define me as the best to ever do it. Still making beats, write beats, keep shit, and keep it real. Mob tied, the mob ties the ride. I murdered so many rappers, they was thinking I was mob tied. Damn, man, I know it's been a while, and all these people asking me and say I can't freestyle. Man, let me tell them where the fucking game is headed.